How to Be a Millionaire by Jenny Edwards. Copyright Burlington Books. Do you want to be a millionaire? Most people will answer yes to that question. Why? It's obvious. Millionaires are people who have money. Lots and lots of money. Everyone wants money. Everyone needs money. Money buys you the things you want. Comfortable homes, fast cars, the latest equipment, holidays to exotic places. The amount of money you have determines how you live, like a prince or like a pauper. Money is also power. Often millionaires are involved in politics. They can influence the economy of a country. Millionaires can also influence how you think. The newspaper owner influences what you read. The TV station owner influences what you watch. Money gives people a sense of security. You can be independent. When you have enough money, you feel safe. You can solve many problems if you have money. As one smart man said, when you have money, you can be miserable in comfort. Who are the people who become millionaires? Are they different from you? Are they born with a special talent, greater intelligence, or particular characteristics? Or is it simply a matter of luck? Let's have a look at three very different people, all of them millionaires. They're all self-made millionaires. They didn't get their millions from a rich uncle, and they didn't win the national lottery. Each has a different story, but they all have something in common. This something is a belief in themselves, a sense of ambition, and a determination to get to the top. And they did. The three people in question are Paul McCartney, Tina Turner, and Bill Gates, names that are known throughout the world.